This thing's still on. Yeah, all right. That song comes out of Matthew chapter 10, where Jesus is sending out his disciples in pairs, and he says, this is what you should tell them. Tell them the kingdom of God is here, and heal the sick, and all these things. And we're here to say that again this morning. The kingdom of God is still here. It's something that we can be a part of today. And so as we sing this morning, we're going to sing about different parts of the kingdom of God, things that the kingdom of God brings with it, and then also challenge you to turn away from the kingdoms of the world, all the things that the world has to offer, and pledge allegiance to this kingdom of God.
Creation sings a father's song. He calls the sun to wake the dawn and run the course of day till evening falls in crimson rays. His fingerprints in flakes of snow, his breath upon this spinning globe, he charts the eagle's flight. Commands a newborn baby's cry. Alleluia! Let all creation stand and sing. Alleluia! Fill the earth with songs of worship. Tell the wonders of creation's King. Creation gazed upon his face. The ageless one in time's embrace unveiled the Father's plan of reconciling God and man. The second Adam walked the earth, whose blameless life would break the curse, whose death would set us free to live with him eternally. Alleluia! Let all creation stand and sing. Alleluia! Fill the earth with songs of worship. Tell the wonders of creation's King. Creation longs for his return, when Christ shall reign upon the earth. The bitter wars that rage are birth pains of a coming age. When he renews the land and sky, all heaven will sing and earth reply in one resplendent theme, the glory of our God and King. Alleluia! Let all creation stand and sing. Alleluia! Fill the earth with songs of worship. Tell the wonders of creation's King. Alleluia! Let all creation stand and sing. Alleluia! Fill the earth with songs of worship. Tell the wonders of creation's King.
Thank you. Cheer up on your feet. The Lord is also calling you.
Maybe some here is God, and maybe some here is vain. Maybe some here is sinners with a heart full of shame. Well, I've got good news, friend. He's calling your name, calling your name. The good master's calling down your road.
He's calling down your road.
Thank you.
Well, good morning. It's exciting to be here. Today we're going to be taking an offering, and as you'll see in the back of your program, it is for Les and Tanya Ebersole. So every year, all the members of the choir are self-supporting. So that gives us the opportunity to take offerings at programs and support someone. So Les and Tanya are neighbors to people in Mongolia. Right now they're back in the States because COVID brought them back, and they're planning to go back in April. Some of the work they do there is at a development center. They have hopes to do different types of programs when they go back. So the offering tonight will support them and the work that they do at the development center. So thank you.
So this song, it's not in your bulletin, but this song is taken from the Lord's Prayer in the Bible and talks a lot about the kingdom of heaven, and a song that I think we all enjoy. And so, yeah, hopefully you're blessed by this song. And, yeah, just have a good time of worship with us. And excuse our morning voices because, yeah, it is kind of early. So, yeah.
Come and let your glory come.
It's always good to come back and sing at Wilmersdorf. Wilmersdorf feels kind of like the birthplace of Reflection Choir, I guess, with Tim and Lori and Mark and Cheryl. And we got lots of alumni here, so that's fun. And there's 12 people missing from choir today, I think. So if you're trying to match up names, you're like, man, I don't see a certain person. That's the reason. They have vacations and sickness and other things. But I'm going to have the choir introduce themselves, at least the people who are here, and tell you something about them and their name and stuff like that. And so you get to know us a little better.
My name is Troy Risser, and I would not normally start this off because there's someone missing right beside me.
My name is Joe Fox, and I enjoy playing Ultimate Frisbee.
My name is Delvin Berman, and I drove home from the beach this morning.
My name is Nolan Hess, and I believe I'm the oldest one in the choir.
My name is Trello Charles, and if you didn't see the sunrise yesterday, you missed out.
I'm Franklin Stauffer, and I'm an electrician.
My name is Sheldon Hess, and I'm pretty sure I have a splinter stuck in my finger that I can't get out.
My name is Brent Mast, and I had to drive by myself this morning about an hour and a half because the guys I carpool with copped out. And also, my two nephews are here. Hi, Caden.
My name is Trevor Eschbach, and in case y'all were wondering, the first speeding citation was for going 8 miles per hour, which was four times the speed limit.
My name is Bradley Risser, and I'm blessed to have three of my siblings and eight of my nieces and nephews here.
My name is Javon Martin, and I'm not good about thinking about random facts about myself.
My name is Dawson Rett, and I enjoy hunting and fishing.
My name is Eric Weaver, and besides like all the black uniforms, I'm the only other black person, so...
My name is Derek Martin, and if there's no milk available, I'll dip my Oreos in water.
My name is Elvin Stauffer, and last night I had the most unique hamburger ever. It had hamburger patty, onion, jalapenos, and peanut butter.
I am Kevin Landis, and I am looking forward to archery season.
I am Trent Charles, and I do landscaping for a living.
My name is Jordan Zuck, and last weekend I found out, you never park in a no parking zone in New York City.
My name is Josh Beachy, and this morning I needed to leave by 7:50, and I woke up and it was 7:45.
My name is Alec Whitmer, and if I look tired, it's because I am.
I'm Jaden Sensei, go Eagles.
I'm Courtney Oberholzer. I live about 7 minutes from here, and I was about 7 minutes late.
My name is Heidi Martin, and the only thing on my mind is lunch.
My name is Autumn Martin, and I leave for Moldova in 27 days.
My name is Nicole Stauffer, and I enjoy porch swings and rocking chairs.
My name is Michaela Ressler, and I live in Ephrata.
My name is Deanne High, and I love going to the cabin.
My name is Heather Weaver, and I work in elderly care.
My name is Adriana Hurst, and I don't know what to say.
My name is Whitney Petersheim, and I thought I was going to come up with something by the time the mic got to me, and I didn't.
My name is Brianna Martin, and I do have something to say. I like to eat cake.
My name is Nate Berman, and I like churches that give us food.
My name is Dane Garman, and I did not forget my water bottle this morning.
My name is Abby Martin, and I correct students' grammar for a living.
My name is Katrina Good, and I am terrified of riding in elevators because I got stuck in one before.
My name is Hannah Hackman, and I'm really hungry.
Alicia Charles, and I don't have any sisters or girl cousins.
My name is Emily Martin, and I'm excited for tour.
My name is Callie Martin, and I like to crochet. Yeah.
My name is Kirsten Brubaker, and I went paddleboarding last night.
My name is Abigail Hirsch, and about 2 years ago today, my sister's dog chewed a hole in my car.
My name is Anita Sportsman-Trooper, and I ate python meat once, and it's actually really good.
I'm Holly Root, and I really enjoy playing football with my third graders at school.
All right, I'm Troy Stauffer, and it's good to be with you. We have Mark and Cheryl back there. Say hi to Mark and Cheryl. We love having Mark and Cheryl with us as our choir parents, and they take care of the finances and all kinds of things like that. And we're going on tour Thursday, so that's exciting as well. But now we need to finish this program so some of these people can eat, I guess. And if you want to talk about our next song? I thought you were raising your hand, Thane. All right, our next song is Living Hope. We're continuing talking about the kingdom of God and the things the kingdom of God brings. One of them is hope. And because of Jesus Christ rising from the dead and what he did there, that gives us hope.
to us. I think so many times we get so busy in life, whatever we're going through, that we think we have to do it alone. And it was such a reminder for me, especially throughout this year, being one of the probably hardest years of my life, just that I am not alone. And I just want to remind everyone this morning that you are not alone. Whatever you're facing, trials, tribulations, whatever that is, you have a God that cares for you, and He will always be there for you.
So it's very overwhelming, and I tried to do it by myself. I tried to do it on my own strength, and this song kept coming into my head that, Abby, you don't have to do this alone. You can rest. God is coming. You can rest in me. You can come to me for strength. And I want to encourage you as you listen to this song, remember that no matter what you're going through, whatever you're walking through, God's always there.
May you the kingdom. I got a key, oh yes, I have it now. I got a key to the kingdom, and the world can't do me no harm.
Oh, if you know you're living right, serving God both night and day, then when you go down on your knees, God will hear every word you say, singing.
I got a key to the kingdom. I got a key. Oh, yes, I have now. I got a key to the kingdom, and the world can do no harm.
Oh, get your trumpet, Gabriel, and come down on the sea. Now don't you sound your trumpet till you get orders from me, singing. When I holler hallelujah, I want you to holler too, singing, I got a key to the kingdom. I got a key, oh yes, I have it now. I got a key to the kingdom, and the world can do me no harm. Prayer is the key to the kingdom, and faith unlocks the door. If you got a key to heaven, you can pray everywhere you go. Singing, I got a key to the kingdom. I got a key, oh yes, I have it now. I got a key to the kingdom.
Christians long ago were brought before a tyrant's throne. They were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. But one by one they chose to die for the Son of God. They would not deny, like a great angelic choir sings. I can almost hear their voices ring.
I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I am.
I will see I pledge allegiance to the Lamb.
Now the years have come and the years have gone, but the cause of Jesus still goes on. Now the time has come to count the cost, to reject this world, to embrace the cross. And one by one, let us live our lives for the one who died to give us life. Till the trumpet sounds on that final day, let us proudly stand and boldly say, seek to honor his commands. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb,
to the Lamb of God, who bore my pain, who took my place, who wore the shame.
I will seek to honor his commands. I pledge allegiance to the
have one song left. It's our alumni song, so if there's any Reflection Choir alumni that would like to sing As For You, My Son with us, you may come up now. And we leave this challenge with you. Don't forsake God. Be strong and courageous. Live in the kingdom of God. We'll turn it over to the moderator after this song.
I just want to thank you guys for coming here today. It looks like a lot of fun up there. It's like you have fun, and that's part of it. But also just to share your gifts. A lot of you are so gifted, and so just to hear that this morning really blessed me. Something else I thought of, that Blind Bartimaeus song. I've heard it many times. My kids sang it in school too. But after you sang that song, then you sang the song about We Are Not Alone. And if you just put yourself in his shoes for a little bit and just try to fathom the loneliness that he felt next to that road. I mean, we get in really, really rough situations, but to imagine what he felt in the dark by himself, and then what changed his life is he allowed Jesus to touch him. And then he got up and he changed and he moved and he followed him. He could have stood up and said, wow, I get to enjoy the world now. I get to go out and check out what I've been missing. But he followed Jesus. And so that's my challenge this morning. I was very challenged by that. And I just really want to thank you guys for being here today and sharing. So as far as announcements go, there is a lunch prepared, as you well know. But there also is enough food for the youth that are here to stay, even if you're not part of the choir, to stay and enjoy lunch with them. They have a little bit extra food, so you're welcome to do that. At this point, I guess I'll pray for the meal, and then we'll close, and you're dismissed. So. Father, thank you for this beautiful day that you have allowed us to enjoy. Thank you for this chorus and for their heart for you, that they get to show their expression of love for you. And Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity we have to be a follower of you. Help us, Lord, to do just that, to get up and to follow you. And Lord, I just ask that you would guide each one home from here. I also ask that you would bless this food that's been prepared, bless their time together as they fellowship, and also bless the people that have put the time and energy into preparing it. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed.